Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. On Monday morning, that means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, of course, folks waking up this morning, if they weren't already aware of the bombing in New York City, as well as New Jersey. We even had a stabbing at a Minnesota mall. Obviously, Governor Cuomo, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, out reassuring the public that security is high, 1,000 National Guard out and around New York, and, another terrorist attack that the biggest city has to deal with.
Right, but unlike Minnesota, where they believe it's ISIS, they're not quite clear who's behind what's going on in New York City and the New Jersey area. The governor has dubbed it terrorism, although he said there's no evidence yet that it's tied to international terrorism. And Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City hasn't even gone that far. He has called it obviously an incident, but he has not called it a terrorist incident.
Well, we'll keep our eyes as the news comes in. Obviously, the governor expected to address the media on a number of morning programs beginning at this hour. We'll go to now your main column today, and the headline, teed off at Trump.
Yeah, there's a group made up of three individuals called Golfers Against Bigotry. These are three people who are historians who work for the United States Golf Association. They have written a letter that basically asked the PGA and the USGA, the United States Golf Association, to sever all ties with Donald Trump, they say, over his quote-unquote racist views. They are asking that any events, or three of them, that are scheduled for Trump golf courses be relocated, and that the organizations not book any more at his golf courses.
Speaking of Trump and Governor Cuomo and the issue, a Democratic insider has a theory as to why the governor hasn't gone on the attack against Trump.
Yeah, the governor has certainly early on really attacked Trump, especially over his plan to build a wall on the Mexican border, the southern border. But lately has been less so. One Democrat, a prominent Democratic insider, told me he thinks it's because Cuomo thinks now that Trump can actually win. And if Trump wins, he's going to need him. He's going to need the White House. So he's going easy, not picking a war with the potential next president. The Cuomo people call it garbage palace intrigue, and that, he believes Hillary Clinton will be the next president.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can go to nydailynews.com to read more. Ken, as always, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.